She'll want to talk to me, I know she will. Tell her I want to see her, please. If not the Queen, then Prince Joffrey, if you'd be so kind. We're to marry when we're older. At sunset on the second day, a great bell began to ring. Its voice was deep and sonorous, and the long, slow clanging filled Sansa with a sense of dread. The ringing went on, and after a while they heard other bells answering from the great sept of Baelor on Visenya's hill. The sound rumbled across the city like thunder, warning of the storm to come. "What is it?" Jane asked, covering her ears. "Why are they ringing the bells?" "The king is dead." Sansa could not say how she knew, yet she did. The slow, endless clanging filled their room, as mournful as a dirge. Had some enemy stormed the castle and murdered King Robert? Was that the meaning of the fighting they had heard? She went to sleep wondering, restless and fearful. Was her beautiful Joffrey the king now? Or had they killed him too? She was afraid for him and for her father. If only they would tell her what was happening. That night, Sansa dreamt of Joffrey on the throne, with herself seated beside him in a gown of woven gold. She had a crown on her head, and everyone she had ever known came before her to bend the knee and say their courtesies.